God doesn't have this faith. The Guru Padma can make my life entirely auspicious. If he doesn't have this full-fledged faith, then it's not called one-pointedness. Sometimes he goes to different Devi-Devatas and he prays there. He goes here and there. But there's no one-pointedness. So who will give the fruit? Who will take responsibility? If one is wandering here and there, then who is our master? Who will take responsibility for us? Therefore, if there is sambandha with Prabhu, and then it is not in vain to respect Bhagavan's bhaktas, because they are his. So just as Bhagavan has Shraddha and Bhakti, there's one-pointedness. Similarly, even there should be the one-pointed bhakti towards Sri Guru. Because Bhagavan will never bestow his mercy, nor will he ever accept one. One who is devoid of the shelter of Sri Guru. So if you don't have this faith, then how can you progress? Rather, you will degress. This way, if one has this Ananya Shraddha towards Bhagavan, such one-pointed faith, then all forms of Tattva Gyan will manifest in that heart. There is no need to try separately for anything else. This way, there is no way to waste one's life uselessly, in vain. Only what will remain, one's good or bad karma. And if one does for Bhagwan's happiness, then Bhagwan, he takes responsibility. See, if the child does anything, then the parents correct him, they save him, but the others cannot do so. The Yamaraj, he cannot correct one by his punishment. One has one-pointedly surrendered at the lotus feet of Sri Prabhu, Bhagwan. Then no one has the right to correct him except Bhagavan himself and his bhaktas. So when one has his one-pointed shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Bhagavan, then he'll also be one-pointedly surrendered at the lotus feet of Sri Guru. Bhagavan, he takes responsibility for him. Or else, if you don't accept anyone, saying, oh, I only accept Bhagavan, no. One cannot bypass Sri Guru. He who manifests these tattvas within our heart, then by doing avagya of him, then what will be our condition? A very unfortunate condition. So now we've been doing Shravan Kirtan of Gurudev's glories. So we hear how Param Gurudev, he would impart his instructions to Gurudev and all his other disciples, and he teach them how to follow them, how they should always be attentive and follow his instructions. So when there on the Vadimat was built, in that time there was no other temple except Chaitanya Mat in Mayapur. So there on the Vadimat was built there in Navadvip. And before also, Keshav Goswami Maharaj was the manager of this Chaitanya Mat, where he looked after everyone. He took responsibility for everyone's service there. And then Devananda Gaudi Mat was built, all the God brothers of Keshav Goswami Maharaj, they came there. And they came there, they told Maharaj. And so they said, Param Gurudev, he told all his disciples, just as you have faith in me, you should also have the same faith in them. If you don't respect them, then what will happen? After some time, you will not have faith in me also. You will lose that faith. Because if you don't have this love towards the Vaishnavas, towards the Bhaktas, then like it has been stated. And then, what are the qualities of Madhyama Adhikari? Ishra Dineshu, Valisheshu, Sastacha, Prem, Maitri, Paupeksha, Akuruti, Samadhyama. That he has this Prem. He has Kripa towards the ignorant, Maitri towards equals, Prem towards those who are more advanced than him. And he is, neglects those who have hate and envy. So many God brothers came. And they said, oh Maharaj, you should decorate Chaitanya Math with so many gardens, flowers. But here you have Devanandagoniya Math, but we don't see any garden, we don't see any trees, or flowers, fruits. Everything is very empty. You have so many sevaks. Can't you tell any of these sevaks to arrange a nice garden? So, there are a lot of intimacy and faith towards Shri Keshava Swami. So they spoke very freely. That time, Vaman Maharaj, Srikar Maharaj, Radhanti Maharaj, Sajjan Maharaj, Harijan Maharaj, Vishnu Daivat Maharaj, Gurudev, he had so many disciples, Pariyujak Maharaj. He had many sannyas disciples then. So they said, you should make a nice garden here. And Paramgurudev was smiling. He said, oh my God, brothers, indeed I have made a nice garden. My garden is so beautiful that such nice flowers blossoming here, such nice fruits. And they said, we don't see any of these fruits and flowers. Then Paramgurudev, he said, Prabhupada is here, Radhavinath Bihari is here. So they said, also make nice garden here. Nice fruits and flowers. And Paramgurudev said, my God brothers, then you'll wait for some time, then you'll see the beauty of this garden. So they said, should we wait for the covering of Maya to go away? Only then will we be able to see the real beauty of Navadvip. They said, just wait for some time. So then when the time came for Kirtan Harikatha, then Paramgurudev, he had each of these brahmacharis and sannyasis describe the specialities of Navadvip Dham, Vrindavan Dham, just as Prabhupada Saraswati has described the glories of Navadvip Dham and Navadvip Shatak. Navadvip Shatak means not just 100 verses, means one chapter has 100 verses. So 100 into 100. That is 10,000 verses. So there is also Vrindavan Mahima Satakam. There are also 100 into 100. So many verses there. So say, Paramgurudev, he was asked to describe. Then he described Divyarindaranya Kalpadarshima Dratnagara Singha Samastav Shri Radha Shila Govinda Devo Prashtadi Visayi Mano Smarami. How is this Dipya Vrindavan? It is so beautiful. And how can this Vrindavan be manifest? There's a Prakat and Prakashman, three forms of the Dham. So we start describing when the Brahmacharis and Sannyasis, when the time came for Gurudev to describe the glories, when he start describing the glories of the 12 forests and sub-forests. And then he also described what are these 12 sub-forests. Why are they 12 sub-forests? Because they're 12 rasas. Sahasya Adbhut Karun Maitra Bayanak Vipatsa Shandasa Kavatsa Madhurya. 5 primary and 7 secondary rasas. So these 12 forests they embody, these 5 primary and 7 secondary rasas. And there are also many sub-forests, there are upavans. And as long as the predominating deity of every rasa will not help us, then on our own, even if we try on our own, this rasa will not be distributed in our hearts. Though this rasa, how can you engage in such bhagavat seva? Because Bhagavan is rasa vaisa. To worship Bhagavan, one should have this humility, meekness, and his heart should be very soft. Only then will it be permeated with this rasa. So in Bhagavatam it has been described. Devotee, he has his 26 qualities especially. And all these qualities, that he is grave, he is compassionate, he is a poet, he is always non-envious, he is always thinking about the welfare of others. But what is the main quality? The main quality is Krishna Ekasharan. His one point it is surrendered Lord's feet to Sri Krishna. This one quality is not there. If he's not Rasik Bhavuk, then how will he possibly serve Bhagavan? And where can this be had? This can be had in the 12 forests of Raj. Therefore, Bhagavan himself, he takes his cows and cowherd boys, and he goes out cowherding. He goes to each forest. He goes with Baladev Prabhu. And he plays there in all the different forests. And he does kirtan. And then he shows how all each of these forests should be worshipped. How this rasa can be had by us. If you don't obtain, then how can you possibly worship Bhagavan? You see, there's cement, there's bricks. There are bricks and there's sand. But there should be, only when they're together can a building be made. Similarly, there are all the different ingredients of rasa. They should be mixed accordingly in proper proportions. Similarly, there's Atma and there's Paramatma. So how can the Atma be in communion with Paramatma? Therefore, there's rasa upasana. Therefore, Sudeva Goswami has said, that Murasika Bhuvi Bhavaka Nigama Kalpataro Kalitam Falam Sukamakam Ratatravasam Yatam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Murasika Bhuvi Bhavaka. That as long as you don't hear from the Rasi Bhav Bhaktas, then how can this Ras be distributed within your heart? How will you possibly serve Bhagavan? One has everything, but if one doesn't have this love, this priti, this prem Ras, then what is this here? Heart is very dry. See, a dry piece of wood doesn't have any rasa, so who will possibly chew it? If you chew the sugarcane, at least you get some juice out of it. But we have our hearts, but there's no ras within our hearts, so what do we do? How can we possibly worship Bhagavan? How can we please Him? Then what does Sukadeva Goswami do? He bought Vedanta, Upanishad, Shastras, but the essence of all these scriptures. What is Nikama Kalpataro Kalitam Phalam? What is this fruit like? It has this rasa. No seed, no skin, no fiber, nothing. This is Sukadeva Goswami, he pecked at this fruit. Why? Means he spoke this Bhagavatam through his mouth. And this Amrita Trava Samyutam is a condensed form of nectar. It is emanated from Sukadeva Goswami. Which is a liquefied form of rasa. You say he made the hearts of all his listeners full of this rasa. He made everyone receive bhavuk. It was rasamalayam. And one who relishes this rasa, the Bhagavat will never be satisfied. He want to drink more and more, listen more and more. So there was some yad parishad. Parishad, they haven't eaten or drank anything for 7 days. He said, now I don't need anything, Maharaj. This rasa that you're making me drink by my ears, I desire more of this rasa. I don't desire anything else. So kindly give me more of this rasa. Whatever little time I have left. Stayed for so many years in this world, but no one gave me this rasa. Like how you've given me. Samrita Dharva Samyutam Rasa Mahalayam. Bhagavan himself would say, how is Vrindavan? In Vrindavan, in all the different forests, Bhagavan himself is wandering. Northam Thakur has sung. Brahmeva Dasramane, Guchaibo, Rajavasi Jane Jane. Northam Thakur said, I'll walk in all the different forests of Raj, cast the Lord's feet of the Rajavasis, and saying, can you please describe every leela that has taken place in each of these pastime places, each of these forests, Saura Sikshakal, Rajendranam Shamsundar, he is walking barefoot. Morning to evening, he's walking in all these different forests. No rest, nothing. Regardless of summer, winter, whether it's raining, every day he takes the cows out grazing. And you say, he's imparting this, giving this samadhi gyan to everyone. says, now is Rasmai Bhumi, by whose rasa everyone is happy. Everyone can be happy by relishing this rasa. So Guruji started describing, the time his god brothers, like Bhaktiridai Ban Maharaj, Bhaktiridai Madhu Maharaj, Bhaktivada Shauti Maharaj, Bhaktivilas Tirth Maharaj, Bhakti Shri Siddhanti Maharaj, Bhakti Rakshakshidhar Maharaj. So many god brothers there. Because Paramahansa was very senior. Because of his very wonderful qualities. Sneha Pravan means his loving affection. Adra Snigdha means his heart is always melting with this sneha, love and affection. Because his god brothers, when they came, they said, O Maharaj, now that you have glorified, given us a glimpse of this Aprakrit Vrindavan, now we wish to have eternal darshan of this Vrindavan. Not just a glimpse. We wish to see everything as it is. Not just for one or 2 days, or for one muhurta. We always desire to see this. So he made such a nice garden. So Param Gurudev, he said, You see, normally a flower wilts away, but the fragrance of these flowers will go all around the world. Pointing to his disciples, he said, this fragrance will never stop. And then Maharaj was glorifying Vrindavan, Mahimamrit Shatak. Then he started glorifying Navadvip Mahimamrit, Navadvip Shatak. Prabhupada says it happened. In his first verse, he said, Jai Navadvipa Nama Pradipa Savava Pashan Dagajai Kusimari Bhagavan Murari. I'm glorifying Navadvip Dham. Navadvip Dham is the abode of the nine forms of bhakti, Navada Bhakti. Where Shravanam Kirtanam is present in its pure form. These are the nine gradations of bhakti. Navadvip Dham is the abode of these nine islands, are the abode of these nine limbs of devotional service. Shravan Kirtan Samaran Vandam Dalsyam Ashan Vandam Dasyam Sakyamatma Nivedam. They are the abode of these nine forms of bhakti. As long as one doesn't enter Navadvip, he will never have this strength for Shravanakya Bhakti, to listen. He will listen to worldly things, but not Harikatha. So when Bhagavata has been spoken, one will fall asleep. And when worldly things are spoken, then one will become very enthusiastic to listen. One will dance, sing. He'll switch on the television. And he'll look at the television and keep dancing. Sometimes he's embracing, kissing. Like the animals. But when Bhagavata is spoken, he'll automatically fall asleep. Very quickly. So this Navadvip Dham is the Pitastan of Navada Bhakti. So if anyone comes here and prays that I desire Bhakti Devi's Kripa, I don't desire this Karma Gyan Yoga or Bhog. As long as Bhakti Devi will not give her mercy, then it will. How can Murari's mercy be had? Not possible. So all of you should be cautious. This is the place of Navada Bhakti. By praying to Bhakti Devi, by surrendering to her, she will bestow her mercy, but still through the medium of Sadguru and the Priya Vaishnavas, who for themselves follow the limits of Bhakti in their own lives, by their own conduct and behavior. By surrendering to them, then Bhakti will manifest. So without sadhu kripa, how can you possibly have sadhu darshan? You see, the fruit of the eyes is to see the sadhus, Bhagwan. Fruit of touch is to touch their divine bodies. Fruit of vision is to see the Vaishnavas, the bhaktas. So we see the sadhus and see them to the full satisfaction of your eyes. Touch their lotus feet. Do Shravan Kirtan of their glories, follow the instructions, then your lives will be successful. Hussain Maharaj started describing the glories of Navadvip Dham. And then the bhaktas, they said, Maharaj, please give us shelter. No, we will not want, we do not wish to leave from here. Because first there is drama, and the other side there is as it is. There's a lot of difference between that which is real and that which is false, which is an imitation. One, you see, he's acting out the parts of Ram, Hanuman. And after some time, what happens? He starts chewing tobacco as soon as the drama is finished. Smokes bidis. But if one, on the other hand, he follows in his life practically. There's not a difference between such an actor, such a pretender, and one who's real. So as long as one doesn't have the association of the bhaktas, then how can you possibly realize all these things? So they said, Maharaj, you made a very nice garden. Ved, Shastra, Upanishad, they're all the flowers and fruits of this garden. And by your words, you're distributing this rasa. By this fragrance, everyone is being attracted. And they said, oh Maharaj, we're always thirsty for satsang. After Prabhupada's disappearance, we're all scattered here and there. Now, we're very happy. And slowly, they start staying in the temple. And some said, oh, can you please give us sannyas, Babaji Vesh? And then many god brothers of Parangra, they also took sannyas and Babaji Vesh. And so they never stopped the Shravan Kirtan. And Maharaj, Trikram Maharaj, my Guru Maharaj, and preaching everywhere. And Trikram Maharaj used to speak with so much force. He would never leave anyone. He would say, immediately, this operation should be done immediately, or else there'll be gangrene, they'll become septic, then there'll be pus. Therefore, if the matvasis have come to the mud, then they should be cautious. You see, if you have come to the temple, then become surrendered as the Lord Siddha Shri Guru. Think of the Vaishnavas as your own and you learn from them. And then immediately, do not delay. You never know when, what may happen. Therefore, do not delay. Don't tarry. Make best use of this opportunity. So Trikram Maharaj speak this. With a very thundering voice. And Vaman Maharaj would speak in a very soft way. And Maharaj also, Gurudev, would speak in a very heart-touching way. So that day, all the God brothers, they found out. Param Gurudev, he had this rule that Rupa Goswami has written these 6 volumes of bhakti. Before, even before Mangalarti, all the sannyasis and brahmacharis should come in the Natya Mandir. And before Mangalarti would start, they'd do Stavstuti, sing Mangal Geet. See, in Jagannath Puri, before Mangalarti, they all come and they sing these kirtans of Geet Govind. First, they sing the Dasavatar Stotra, the Pralapayavadijalais, the Manasi Vedam, and then they sing Shatakamala Kucha, Mandalata Kundalai. And then they sing the other kirtans. And they say, during Param Gurudev's time, all these kirtans, stotras, an arrangement was made to sing all these kirtans and stotras. So Maharaj, he'd go, bathe in the Ganga, return by 3:30 in the morning. Put Tilakon, Jananik. And then everyone would come. And then Maharaj also is such a sweet kirtaniya. So everyone would have Maharaj sing kirtan. And what did Maharaj do? There were many elderly Vaishnavas, many senior sannyasis. Maharaj would tell all of them, you do this Tavstuti, you do this Kirtan. And then before Mangalarti, that sing this Prabhupada Padma Stava, Guru Stuti, Guru Vandana. And then that sings Mahaprabhu Vandana, this Radharani, Krishna Vandana, and then also Lakshmi Varadev, Vrindadevi Stuti. And then at 4 o'clock, the Shankha would be sounded. And then Mangalarti would start at 4. And then after Mangalarti, they do parikrama of the temple. They're also there to do kirtan. And then they say, Harikatha would start. And then, all of them. Paramudaya's order was that if anyone doesn't do katha, then you speak katha. So that day, everyone, most of the time, they'd have Gurudev sit down and speak Harikatha. So one day, Maharaj, he said, Prabhupada saying this, and I've had Darshana Prabhupada. I heard his words. So then the question arose, disciples of Prabhupada said, when have you seen Prabhupada to speak this way? You just came to the temple yesterday. How can you say this? This is not proper. So the complaint to Paramgurudev, that Gaur Narayan, he is saying that he has seen Prabhupada, these are Prabhupada's words, that he follows his instructions. What is he saying? He just came yesterday to the temple and he's saying this. He's just a small boy and he's saying these things. So Paramgurudev asked Gurudev, did he say this? Then he said, yes, I said this. Have you seen Prabhupada? He said, those who have seen him, have they really seen him? If they've really seen Prabhupada, if they've really been there during this time, then they would be following his instructions. If they're not following his instructions, they're not bringing them in their ideal, in their life, then they haven't really seen Prabhupada. One who's following Prabhupada's conceptions, which are, you know, does katha kirtan of his instructions, he's with Prabhupada. So Prabhupada, then he said, no, you say something. He's saying the truth. Not come for Mangalarti, for kirtan. You go wandering. This way, really Prabhupada's associates, they really had darshan of Prabhupada, following his instructions. Are they with Prabhupada or are they with Maya? Because Paramgurudev would speak like that without any reservations. Because if a disciple is truly a disciple, he should accept his guru's words. Also, how is he a disciple? He's a disciple in name only. He's actually a disciple of Kali Maharaj or a ghost or Mayadevi. He has this Kantimala, he has this Tilakon, but he's really a Kali Chela. He's not guru's disciple. He's a disciple of Kali Maharaj. Just by putting Tilakon, Kanti, will one become Guru, Vaishnavdas, or Santa, Sevak? One will have to practice in his own life. So, then he'll be empowered. So Maharaj will speak these things openly. Saying, someone is doing this today, they'll do this tomorrow, so therefore don't criticize anyone. There's no need to criticize anyone. Because if you criticize anyone, engage in idle gossip. And Krishna, he says, Krishna, he said, if you criticize or praise others' qualities, or their misgivings on others, then surely you will fall down quickly. So don't criticize anyone. Don't be arrogant. So then how have you seen Prabhupada? I've seen by your words, by listening to your words. I've seen by their eyes, I've seen by my ears. And what I've seen by my ears, I try following in my life. They say Prabhupada is always our savior. He's always with us. See, there's the Atma Darshan and Jada Darshan. By Jada Darshan, he only sees the mundane flesh and bones. But one who sees his Atma Darshan, he sees the Atma and Paramatma and his Sevak. There's so much difference between the two. We're saying, oh, he's black, he's brown, he's white, and he's old, he's young. But one is truly established in his Brahmanical knowledge, we'll see a dog eater, pandita, everyone, ethical vision. Pandit will not see he's an elephant, horse, his cat, dog, human being, no. He'll see the jivatma, form of the living entity in the bodies, saying, oh, the jivatma has entered the body of a horse, elephant, dog, and because of this he's suffering so much. So he sees this Atma Darshan. He is a Pandit. Not that one is a Pandit only in name. Saying, oh, if he speaks highly, then he's a Pandit. Now, as long as his Atma Darshan is other, then he's not a Pandit. Then he's a Gunga Pandit. Therefore, Panda means one who's established in these Vedic conclusions. Who has his Atma Darshan, not Chada Darshan. He is Pandit. Therefore, what Maharaj say? He said, as long as this knowledge of Atma and Paramatma is not had, Guru Paramishti, Guru Guru Varga, they say, the Jiva is part and parcel of Bhagavan. Jiva is never subject to destruction. He is the biggest work of Bhagavan. He always with Bhagavan. So can you please describe the Bhagavatam, whatever you've heard? Said, we will not describe, but we'll call our Guru. Our Guru will describe. They said, how is this possible? Sukadeva Goswami will come. He said, why not? He said, Sukadeva spoke the Katha to Parikshit and he never returned. How will he come? Surely he'll come. We start glorifying him. What did he say? He said, Yam Prahin, Itam Veta Krityam, Daipano, Ajuvaha, Vinidus, Sarubhutam, Vyas, Munimanatosmi. That is my Guru Maharaj, is in the hearts of all the living entities. You cannot see. Why can you not see? You don't desire, that's why. Sadguru, how is he? We will not, it's not just with one living entity, it's with all the living entities, helping everyone. But no one desires this help. So I'm calling my Guru Maharaj, he'll appear within my heart. And whatever he does, Kathakirtan, whatever Kathakirtan he does, that will be most accepted. I don't know anything myself. I'm surrendered to the Rosary Shri Guru. So one who's surrendered like this, then Guru, he manifests everything within him. Guru, he has him do kirtan. Because he is Guru Gat Pran. His life is one of the life of Shri Guru. He is not independent. And one is independent, then he is a ghost of Maya. He is Kali Chala. He looks like Vaishnava, but he is very selfish. He is not a bhakta. He is Kali Chala. He doesn't have this Guru Darshan, this Atma Darshan, he has Chada Darshan. When he sees the entities of this material world. So this way, Guru Darshan starts speaking all these things. So those who don't carry Prabhupada in their hearts, and over there, they are the disciples of Prabhupada. What are they possibly seeing? Carry Guru in your heart. If you don't carry him, then you pray him. Pray to Sri Guru. Oh Guru Maharaj, kindly reside in my heart. This mantra is chanted this way. Oh Prabhupada, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Kindly appear in my heart. Vaishnava Goshaya. Chitta Virakshapaya. Oh Vaishnava Goshaya. Only if you don't be compassionate to me, then how will I possibly be saved? Surely I'll be destroyed. Therefore, you should give a place for Sadguru in your heart. For the sadhus, santas. Make such an ashram. We're all sadhus. You should make such a kutir where all the sadhus they assemble together. In this way, Gurudev, he said. Then all the others said, truly he is a follower of Prabhupada. Although he hasn't seen him. He's seen him by his ears. You see, that's how one is a Rupanuga. One accepts Rupa Goswami, then is a Rupanuga. One accepts the Guru Varga, then is a servant of Guru Varga, the Vaishnavas. That's where Maya Das. We don't have a place in us for anyone. Then how will we get this Haridas from? Where will we get this happiness from, this realized knowledge? We don't accept anyone. We don't give a place for anyone in our hearts. Then we are so rebellious. If we are very rebellious, then what will happen? Therefore, there is this verse. There is this Harinam 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 Kevalam. This is called Kevalashtakam. Sometimes we sing this Ashtakam, Kevalashtakam. There's only Keval. Means, do this exclusively. Very straightforwardly. So if you accept Sadguru, then accept Sadvaishnavas. Respect them. Make a place in your hearts for them. So you see, all the God brothers, they came there, Pangudas disciples, they were there. So Guru Maharaj had his responsibility to serve them. Sometimes Bhakti Prampuri Maharaj would come there. Gurudev, he'd go with him sometimes to the Ganga. Go to bathe in the Ganga and bring back his wet cloth. Put an asana on so that he could apply tilak. So he'd do all services for him. With the Sadhu Santas would come also. Sometimes Abhay Babu, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he would also come. He was a very bosom friend of Param Gurudev. Because when he go to Kolkata, he'd stay there. Even Sridhar Maharaj stay in Swami Maharaj's house. They had Nana Mahaprasad there. There they do Katha Kirtan. Because the place was such a place for the Vaishnavas that no one could say that this place is mine, that place is yours. Once Swami Maharaj, he told Sridhar Maharaj, you give me sannyas. He said, no, I'll never give you sannyas. Why? Because your family members, they will never allow me to give you sannyas. Because I'm so close to your family. I can never give you. Because I'm taking prasad in your house, and already you're a sannyasi. Prabhupada has given you this title, Bhaktivedanta. And you also serve others. Everyone, they love you so much. You respect everyone. So why should you accept sannyas? How will you be? Are there any of the Rajavasis sannyasis? Was Nanda Baba sannyasi? Look after Krishna. Serve the sadhus. Everyone. Durvasa Rishi, he came to Yashoda's house and he said, Yashoda, I will not eat anything in your house. You become very impure. He said, what have I done? Oh, you have a son. Your son is always playing in the mud. He's always getting muddy. And you're taking him on your lap. He drinks your breast milk, he eats. And then he throws everything on the floor. He's feeding the others. He gives his remnants to others. And you're taking him on his lap. Now I'll never eat anything in your house. He's very impure. Never eat or drink anything in your house, no. And he said, oh Maharaj, I'll bathe nicely, I'll change my cloth and I'll come. I'll put that boy aside. I will not let him touch me. And I'll cook for you in a very pure manner. She said no. Then Krishna, he was seeing. Then Krishna, he was crawling on his knees. So Krishna, he said, where is this Babaji come from? This Babaji, what is he saying? So then Nanda Baba anyhow put an asana for Durvasa. She said, no. Then Krishna, immediately he came crawling on his knees. And in his hand, he had one laddu, half eaten. He took that laddu, which he had eaten already. He sat on Durvasa's lap. He caught hold of his chest. And he put that laddu inside Durvasa Rishi's mouth. He gave his own remnants inside Durvasa Rishi's mouth. And Durvasa Rishi said, hey, what have you done? Now you made me muddy also. You made my clothes dirty also. And he said, saying, Yashoda, what has he done? So Krishna's laughing, saying, Brahmashri, you have no rasa. So you take this rasa, Prajaras. It's now that he received Krishna's remnants and Krishna sitting on his lap, and then now that he was pulling on his beard, Then who will be so merciless? They'll take this boy and throw him away. Anyone is a big yogi, who can just take a baby and throw him away? Because if a baby himself is sitting on one's lap, pulling at his beard, then who will throw the baby away? And who is that baby? That baby is Krishna himself, Bhagavan himself. See, when Krishna caught Trinavarta, even Trinavarta could not do anything. Even Putana could not do anything. So once he catches anyone, then that person can never be separate. So therefore, what could Durvasa possibly do? They were saying, how can I take this baby aside? Then he said, oh, should I take this boy away? And they say, Krishna was laughing so much and he was catching all of Durvasa's beard and he would not let Durvasa go away. He caught all of Durvasa very tightly. And they were shouting so much, but still Krishna would not get off Durvasa Rishi's lap. And he was catching all of him and he was also choking, jumping around his lap. Just as he was dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. Similarly, although now he had not even learned how to walk, still he stood on the shoulders of Durvasa, he sat on his head, and they say he was playing with him all the time. And Durvasa Rishi was thinking, who is this small boy? As we know, Durvasa is a very angry personality. What did he do? He had two wives. And he burned both the two wives to ashes. And then what did he do? He took one matted lock of hair and threw it at Ambarish Maharaj. But just see how angry he was, but just see today how he was. He also became like a small baby. Because Krishna was sitting on his lap. So as long as Bhagavan's mercy is not had, as long as the Chanamrit Mahaprasad is not had, then his heart will always be stone hearted. In this way. So Shadam is thinking, what can I do now? My boy has made it dirty, so should I arrange some clean cloth for you? What did he do? He took this mud and he put it all over Durvasa. He put this mud on his head, on his beard. Because he's Yogiraj, he had these huge matted locks of hair. So he put this mud all over his head. And Durvasa Rishi was thinking, even if I have a bath, this mud will not go away. This mud is stuck to my body now. What has this boy done? He's put this mud all over my body. You know, all my cloth has been stained by this clay, by this mud. So Nanda Baba, he bought very nice things to perform Abhishek of Durvasa. Bought a Tirtha Jal, so many things. And they say, anyhow, the Vrajvasis, they paid Durvasa and they bought this, they made him clean. And then they made him sit on an asan. Then didn't let Krishna come inside. So therefore, they made Krishna sit somewhere else. And then they were distributing some things on his plate, they were giving some things. And Durvasa Rishi, he will not eat anything which has not been offered. So whatever was offered on his plate, he offered to his Prabhu. So Yashoda made nice malpua. He likes kheer, malpua, all these things. He likes very nice laddu, sandesh. He likes these beautiful sweets. And Krishna, what did he do? As Durvasa was meditating, Krishna started eating everything off his plate. And then he sat on Durvasa's lap, and then he would take something, and he would also put inside Durvasa's mouth, and he would also eat everything else. Durvasa Yashoda, your boy is so restless. Where have you bought this boy from? He's not your son, this boy. Why? Because if he was your son, he'd be like you. Just see how naughty he is, so restless. Where did this restless boy come from? See, he himself is eating, and he's also putting everything inside my mouth. Doesn't he have any respect for me? Nanda Baba won't take the boy away. Then Durvasa said, no, don't take him away, let him be here. Why? Because this is his nature, to trouble. So let him eat whatever he wants to. And let him also feed me. What is the harm? Then all the Rajasis came there. They were scared that Durvasa might curse Krishna. Therefore all the Rajasis scared, what if he curses our baby Krishna? Just, he has burned so many people to ashes by his curses. But just see, Durvasa, no, he also became like a baby. He didn't have any anger left inside him. So as long as this meeting between Bhagavan and Bhakta is not had, then that place is like a graveyard, like a burial place. There only this fire is burning. And this one is always pain by these sufferings. So Maharaji started describing. Then, when the God Brothers would come, and Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, he would come. When Gaudiya Patrika started in 1948, he was the editor, and every time he'd publish an article in Gaudiya Patrika. That time Back to God was also being published. Even when he was staying in his house, the sadhus go to his house. In Kolkata and Bangalore, they opened a temple. That was also in a rented place. It is Boshpada Lane. Prabhupada, Param Gurudev, my Guru Maharaj, and Narayan Chatterjee. And then Sri Gaudiya Samiti was established there, 1941. And from there, this preaching started on this day of Akshaya Tritiya. And Param Gurudev said, this Vedanta Samiti will distribute bhakti throughout the world, not just India. And preaching will be everlasting, never be destroyed. Therefore, I gave everyone the title Bhakti Vedanta. And even when he gave Sannyas Swami Maharaj, he gave this name, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. This way, when they came, then Maharaj, he would be absorbed in that seva. And Paramahadev, he said, when you serve the santas, then what will happen? By their blessings, you'll have this Guru Bhakti. And by serving them, their Guru Bhakti will also come inside your heart. Or else if you think of Guru to be an ordinary being, then you'll die spiritual death. Because Krishna himself has said, the Guru is the embodiment of all the demigods. Don't have Matta Bhakti before him. Rather than worshipping the different Devi Devatas, you worship Sri Guru. He is his Sarvadevamaya. All the demigods reside within him. Don't think of the deity of Vishnu to be like ordinary stone. Don't think of Guru Vaishnavas to belong to a particular caste. Is this Vaishnava the Shudra? It would have been nice if he was from a Brahmin caste. And this way, all these material considerations are coming. Saying, oh, he's from this nature, he's from this gold, all these different things. So this is like Jada Darshan. This is not Atma Darshan. And he's like donkey. And this way, he thinks like that. Therefore, Param Gurudev would say, if you learn to respect the Vaishnavas, then you'll have this Vaishnava. And when this Vaishnava happens, then Bhakti Devi's mercy will be had. And by Bhakti Devi's mercy, this Guru Darshan will be had. And this way, all the sadhus who come, sadhus from very far would come. And they say, all the prasad had been finished, had been distributed, now it's 12 o'clock in the night. Because they came from the train station. Param Gurudev wouldn't say anything. He would say to my Guru Maharaj, saying, oh Sajjan, so many Vaishnavas have come. You should pick up. So, Arnayan Maharaj would say, and Guruji told him, instead of me, then I understood. What is he doing? That through him, he's also instructing me. Because if there's a newly wedded daughter-in-law, then what does the mother-in-law do? The mother-in-law will chastise the daughter, rather than chastising the daughter-in-law. So by chastising the daughter-in-law also will learn. So Gurudev was thinking, oh, my Guru Maharaj is not telling me, he's telling Vaman Maharaj because I'm new now. So therefore, through him, he's also instructing me. So that time there was this stove where wood would be used to cook. And so Gurudev was thinking that let me cook everything by the time they turn. So by the time Vaman Maharaj returned, Gurudev had made everything. Then Vaman Maharaj said, oh, Guru Maharaj told me, but he already made everything. He said, even if this order is given to you, this order is given to me also. So there's such love between each other. Why are you any different from me? Similarly, in the temple, one is thinking, oh, this instruction is for him, not for me. So why should I care? You see, in the temple, everyone, they have the adhikara for all the different services. If any person comes from outside and no one even greets that person, no one even speaks to him sweetly, then what is use of staying in the temple if you cannot receive others from outside? You should have mamata for everyone. So then my Guru Maharaj, he would go to Param Gurudev and he would make everything ready. And by then, Maharaj would make everything ready. And the guests would honor Mahaprasad. So then Paramahansa said, "Oh, Sarjan, they were so happy. So many nice things I made." When Mahamma said, "I didn't make anything. Your Seva Gaur Narayan, he made so many nice things. I am nothing in front of him. He made everything very quickly." Param Gurudev would never say anything directly. He would only say directly to Trivikram Maharaj and Vaman Maharaj. He wouldn't say anything to Gurudev. Because you think, "Oh, Gurudev was a police officer. So how can I possibly tell him that, oh, cook something, distribute?" But there is no need to say anything to Maharaj also. Someone who has this love for Bhagavad Seva, for Guru Seva, Vaishnava Seva, there's no need to even give any direction. They're always ready. They're always absorbed in their Seva. Sometimes Parikrama would go on. What would happen in Parikrama? And then collect Bhiksha for 5 months for Navadvip Parikrama. And they set up tents everywhere. At the time they have to dig the ground. Then they have to set up tents, collect wood, collect rice, collect vegetables, fruits, pumpkins. Thinking, "Oh, we should not trouble our Guruji." So then so many things came from collection, and then they say the tents were erected. Because so many millions of sevaks were there, devotees. So where would all stay there? And now the Dham Parikrama, there's a rule that there will always be a storm there. There will always be so much rain, so much downpour. So much rain that the tents, they'll be blown away by these winds, strong winds. But whenever such things would happen, then Maharaj, he would tell my Guru Maharaj, "Oh, these demigods are attacking us. So there's no need to fight with them. But still anyhow, we'd have to send them away. Or is it troubling the bhaktas, then where will they go? Then if there's so much rain, then their place will become muddy. Tents will be blown away by these winds." So, and they would see black clouds overhead. Then they do arati. And then they show the lamp to the devatas. They offer boga to the devatas and they send the devatas away. Maharaj is saying, anyway, whatever problems come, they no need to fear them. Fear these problems. They're coming to attack. So worship them, offer pranam to them, respect them, then they'll go away. They desire such respect. They desire that they be worshipped. So once boga is offered to them, then why will they disturb? They will not say anything to us. I have seen that once, what would Maharaj do? At that time Maharaj would say, Guru Maharaj would be inside speaking Harikatha, meeting all the devotees in the black clouds above, which seems it would rain any time. But when these lamps are offered to the devatas, Stavsati offered, Bhog offered, then although there'd be rainfall everywhere, there wouldn't be any rain on Devananda Gaudiamat. Devananda Gaudiamat would be dry. Although there'd be rain on all four sides. Not a single drop would happen there. Not just once or twice. So many times this happened. Seen by my own eyes. Now we'll stop here tomorrow. Ready?